Sure.
Yo, we're back. Hello, everyone. We know you missed us, we miss you. We're back again on a Monday night on a crisp fall evening in October. The date is October 5th, 2020. This is episode 40, episode Jordan plus 42. Is that right?
Jackie
Nope.
Robinson.
Episode Jordan plus 53.
43. Jackie Robinson plus one.
53.
Oh, 53. Okay. That's a
Yeah.
lot of episodes. So, I mean, let's think about what we're naming this episode as or for.
53 is my college football number.
There you go. Jordan plus Waleed, a match made in heaven.
Jordan plus Waleed.
All right, that's the official title. I just want to say to everyone listening, we really appreciate you like losing your mind, not knowing what to do on a Tuesday morning, not listening to Monday Night Hustlers. But we needed a break. As Waleed mentioned, we're 53 episodes in, and that's week over week of just fresh, straight up awesome content that we're trying to provide. And we need to take a step back to learn. So with that, I'd like to start things off with, giving a quick update with where we've been over the last couple of weeks. Waleed, I think you could start it off because you've had the most happen in the last few weeks. I'd love to hear the story. All right, let's build anticipation. Waleed is in a certain situation, and something caused that situation. That situation has put him in a place where he's no longer able to do what he does on an everyday basis.
What he
So I'd love
does.
to share
That was the most vague
Yeah,
and
I know. Still now, right now, no one knows what we're talking about, but it's a pretty big thing. It affected a lot of things, including my wallet, my experience in Michigan, Dan's birthday, 30th birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Dan. So let's talk about what happened there.
Well, I had surgery. There's some things that I did that were wrong, and I paid for it, and it left me incapacitated, immobile, and almost paralyzed. But I'm back.
I love
All right, that was very vague too.
the suspense. Give us the hour by hour.
I haven't even heard this story, by the way. I don't e
Let's hear it, Waleed. Spit it out.
It was a Thursday afternoon. I was in the gym working out. I went to bench. I went to bench a lot because I'm an alpha male. Like these two betas. I
Two betas with fantastic shoulders.
loaded up the bar with the max amount of weight you can put on a bar for a bench.
What's that number?
Couple plates, 300 pounds.
That is not the max you can put on a bar. That's like 20%.
Didn't properly warm up, didn't properly get up to my working sets.
Dude, how much that hurt?
A lot
What happened? Also, check.
burning tear.
Was it like instantaneously?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what was the exact injury?
Tore my pec.
Oh, you tore your pec.
Yeah, not my shoulder. Tore
Did
my pec. Tore my pec off the shoulder.
they have to stitch it back on?
Yeah, it was pretty invasive, like just a little slit under my armpit. Stitches dissolved. And yeah, I mean, like, it's been, we're in October now. I'll be set to go, like, lightweight working out next month. So luckily it wasn't a rotator cuff, because rotator cuff's like a year recovery.
Well, let me boost your ego a little bit. So after you have this injury, you stayed at home dealing with the pain for a couple of days before you decided to go to the hospital. Because you're that man where you thought that you can fix yourself.
Yeah, I went to bed thinking like, oh, I just popped something, or I don't know. I thought maybe I could just sleep it off, and it got worse. And so I can send you guys a picture if you want. It's kind of gross.
What?
Just the bruising.
Oh, that's not funny. That was like a extreme muscle.
I thought you were like a peck was hanging off your chest or something.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just bruising. Yeah. So.
So what happened? Like you went to the, did you go to the ER? Just the orthopedic doctor.
ER, MRI.
Which hospital?
Evanstone.
Nice. So you got taken right away.
North Shore.
Nice.
Good. It's a good thing to have good health care, right?
Yeah, it's, and the surgery wasn't as expensive as I thought it would be.
What was the total bill?
Before insurance, like $8,000.
What?
Wow.
Out of pocket, or that's the total?
That's just procedure. Like everything else, like inpatient care, whatever, or
that's my $5,000.
Yeah. Like the rotator cuff surgery is over $20,000. So again, I got lucky there.
My back surgery total was $80,000.
Yeah, back's way more important than a fucking titty.
True. I mean, you still need a titty though.
Nah. There's people who are, I went to high school with a kid who was born without one titty.
Oh, really?
Like no pec muscle.
You call him like one titty Tim or something?
No, we had gym class, and when we had to do swimming classes, I used to like get grossed out looking at him.
Oh, really?
So he only had one pec?
Mm-hmm.
So like what half his chest was just like bone?
Just flat, just like the ribs.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he was born that way?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like too deformed, but you could just tell, like, he didn't have a titty.
You sure? Did you know that, or did you just assume that?
Yeah, no, because I with a big mouth, just called it out. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with your titty?
And he explained it to you?
Yep.
That's confidence.
Got it. Right? And being a high schooler, good for him.
What was his name? Shout out. What's his name?
I actually don't remember his name.
Well, Walido's a little plump back then, so his titties were a little extra large.
Yeah. Well, no. Were you plump in high school?
No, I was fucking Diesel, dog. I played football.
Diesel.
He's fully plump right now.
The football linebacker making fun of the disability kid. We should write a book about this.
The jock. Yeah, the jock. Classic jock.
Classic jock.
All right, so you got the surgery. You didn't pay the $20,000 because you have good insurance, because you have a great job that pays you well and covers you. Shout out benefits. Shout out MetLife, if that's your insurance provider or your HR benefits enroller. What happened after? What have you been doing?
They got me all hopped up on oxys. I hated those. Stopped taking them after 2 days. Just dealt with the pain. Smoked weed to help me sleep. Been doing, because of Rona, having to do some rehab at home. Dude, yesterday was crazy. I was stretching out my my titty. And I have a bunch of scar tissue built up under my armpit. So they gave me some stretches to do. So I went to my pull-up bar, and I was kind of like hanging from it, not like fully hanging, but just like, you know, putting a lot of pressure, and like stretching my arm out a lot. and dude, a fucking another tear happened, but it wasn't my titty, it was like the scar tissue.
Oh, really?
I freaked out for a second, and it felt like it was crazy. It was so liberating, too.
So you still haven't learned.
It was a relief, though, right?
Yeah, it was like a big Band-Aid getting ripped off.
Yeah.
But for a second, I thought, I was like, no, I didn't tear it. Because it wasn't that much pain. It was just like a Band-Aid getting ripped off.
Did you start Googling after, like, what does this mean?
Yeah, because I took off my shirt and I checked in the mirror. Like, if I was like bruising again, if I had like internal bleeding, but no, I think that was a scar tissue. Like I needed to get out.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. So out of 100%, where do you say your recovery back to, like not working out recovery, where are you at in terms of being a human again?
I mean, I never lost, I mean, after surgery, like I never lost motion. It was just like, like range of motion, like I couldn't like lift my arm up like every week, like after surgery I couldn't lift my arm. A week into it I could lift it like 25%, you know, a week after it was like 50%, and then like up, and then like up, and then now I can like do it all the way up, you know. It's a little pull, but it's great now. It's just,
can you do jumping jacks?
Yeah, it's just the just tight right now.
Yeah. Well, so you're 100% back to human, regular human life.
Yeah, I can laugh again. I can like sneeze and shit. Like that shit was hurting if I did that. So I had to watch like, I don't know, the Geographic Channel so I wouldn't laugh at shit. But overall, shout out, Dr. Adahar, dude's a G.
Who's your PT? Where are you doing PT at? Or not where, but who's your PT director?
Cheryl Scott at, you know where, oh, dude, right next to fucking, where we worked out at, Evanston Athletic Club.
By the movie theater?
Yeah.
Nice. Right. A good spot.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we know that Waleed is back to his normal self. We appreciate it. We were worried there for a second that we might lose him. Luckily, he's back with us leading the podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit about Waleed. First, your routine post-surgery and how it's – stop doing that. Stop chinning yourself. Your Waleed, your routine post surgery, and where your routine is, day to day.
The first week was just nothing, just laying down all day, every day. What did I do? It's just like nothing. I slept. I was taking like naps. I fucked up my sleep schedule. I was going to bed at like 5, 6 p.m., waking up at like 2 or 3 a.m.
Did you work?
No, I took the week off, the first week. And then, yeah, it took me a minute. It took me like another week after that to like get my sleep schedule back on point. I forgot what I did to stay up. Oh, I put a lot of money on I bet on some sports. I put a lot of money on it, so I would sweat it out and stay up. That's how I got my sleep schedule back on track.
Hey man, did you win?
Yeah.
There you go. How much are you up during your injury?
I'm up. So now it's legal now in Illinois. So we're talking nothing but legalness here. We're not breaking any laws. Using apps that are way too easy to use, and people are going to lose like their homes and relationships over this because the app is just click, click, click. So simple.
So you and Danny are the only people that I know that bet on sports.
Well, yeah. So now there's Pat Siska's Pat. Oh, I don't want to fuck. I just said his full government. Pat is in the fold, and also Joe is in the fold. So
What does in the fold mean?
Like they're doing it. But like, is this something that a lot of people do?
Yeah, it's a like a $100 billion industry. Before it was sports gambling was legalized in 2017, 2018, before it was legalized, it was only legal in Las Vegas. And before that, 99% of sports gambling happening in the U.S. was illegal. Like, the FBI knew about all this, but they just couldn't, like, prosecute people.
So I was going to say, how was it being done?
How was it being done before?
How was it being bet on?
Before?
Matches.
How was it being done before, you're saying?
Yeah, like, how were they – like, you were betting before then. Like, how was that being done?
Yeah, so before people would have either bookies are people who would take your action, take your bets.
Like, how did you find a bookie? It was like Chris down the block.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
If you're a sports guy, there's someone knows a bookie.
Yeah, Danny Head is a bookie like Don Devon.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted me to connect me with him, but I would get there. There was offshore books that were illegal. You could just go off of those, but then they were kind of sketch because whenever you wanted to get paid out, they would send you like a check from like Iceland.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was cashing that bitch and they're like, where'd you get the check from? I was like, Iceland? Like, who gets these checks? And PNC like didn't know how to like deposit it, but they called somebody and they figured it out.
Hey, just don't ask any questions. Cash my check.
Right. So... those are the only two ways that I know of, or you can go to Vegas and do it legally, but those
are the only ways. Let's get back to the routine. All right. So you started betting to wake up on time or to stay up. Cause I remember when, right after surgery, we were still doing the podcast and you fell asleep at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, how the hell are we going to do this podcast?
So that was a way. Yeah, that was a way for me to stay up, or to get myself back on a normal sleeping schedule. Because I was, waking up at 2 or 3 a.m. is just unnecessary. No point to it.
Has that improved? And what are you doing now? Like, what's your routine? Like, are you back on a regular schedule?
Yeah, because I think like now that I'm working, I'm taking long walks.
Give me your regular day routine. Wake up, 6 a.m. Hang out, go for a walk, start work at 10 a.m. What's that regular routine look like?
Wake up, brush my teeth, wake up at like 6, fuck around on my phone till 7, get up
in bed.
Yeah. Get up, drink some water, brush my teeth. Drinking water is important. Kids, don't forget to drink your water. Brush my teeth, and then I go to Starbucks, get my coffee, and then I go to the lake. I chill my spot, and I drink my coffee. I think about life.
What time is it when you think about life?
Around like 8 a.m. Okay. By then, the long distance swimmers are back. From their long distance swim, there's a group of weirdos that wear body suits and they go swimming together. They sometimes will talk to me and they want to know if I want to join them. I say no because I think they're weirdos.
That's another great decision you made in life.
Can you imagine waking up in the morning and swimming in Lake Michigan?
Well, he used to do that.
Did he?
I mean, like, I just dip in there. Like, I'm not wearing a full body suit and then like swimming. They swim from Rogers Park to like Navy Pier. I'm like, I'm good.
When I lived in Logan Square, Walid used to always brag to me. He's like, I can wake up in the morning and go for a swim in Lake Michigan. I'm like, who the fuck goes on a swim in Lake Michigan?
I mean, I go take a dip. I'm not doing exercise. That's too much work.
You're just getting your feet wet.
No, I'd sometimes dunk my head in, especially with the summer.
Full body?
Yeah.
Get swimming trunks on.
I have whatever on shorts. Okay. I'll do that bitch tomorrow.
All right. I challenge you to do that. I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be, but anyway, All right, you get you finish your, you know, what is life thinking? You get back home. You get to work?
Yeah, because after I finish my coffee, I then go on my walk, and then I come back. And by then, it's like 9:30-ish, depending on how early I get out. Come back 9:30-ish. Today was 9:45. I work, and I work until whatever, 5, 6.
You got a cush job.
Yeah, real cush. And then I go for another walk after work. And I don't know, I shower, I eat, watch TV, go to bed.
Sounds like a day. Dan.
Yeah.
Let me hear your routine.
I wake up at 7, 80% of the time. I try waking up earlier, but that doesn't always work. But I also go to sleep around midnight. Usually use the restroom, walk Luna, make a cup of coffee.
So you use the restroom before you let your dog use the restroom?
Yeah, I actually take her in the restroom with me so she doesn't poo on the floor while I'm out.
Right.
Because that's
respect, yeah.
Like, she's done that, and usually she just lays on the floor while I take a poo. Okay. But sometimes I don't poo right away, so I have to drink a cup of coffee and then poo, but I at least have to usually do a number one.
Didn't need all that detail, but keep going.
Well, you said a routine.
Alright.
So, I walk Luna. I usually try to walk her at least, you know, 2 blocks. So she can do her thing, and also for me to get some exercise.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you feel that that's your morning kind of exercise?
Yeah, I mean, I love it in the summer. Like right now, I'm kind of like, in the winter, I'm gonna hate it.
Yeah.
And then I don't think Luna's gonna want to walk that much further, anyways. But then I will make a cup of coffee, make breakfast.
What do you have for breakfast?
Usually three eggs and toast.
Scrambled or over easy?
I prefer scrambled, but sometimes they come out over easy.
So Dan, like from what I know about Dan, is that he never seasons his eggs.
I do season.
Can I just say this? I don't like eggs. People like eggs. I don't like them.
I love eggs.
I think they taste terrible.
You don't like the taste of a yolk?
No, absolutely not. No.
I think if I had like 5 essential things I needed to live on, one of them would be eggs.
Yeah. Eggs, olive oil,
chicken. Kind of
bean. I think they're so disgusting.
Yeah, beans and rice or something.
Oh, yeah, I love beans and rice.
What do you have for breakfast, Waleed?
My protein is either a protein shake, chicken or beef.
In the morning?
Yeah. I'll have like, if I'm lazy, yeah, I'll do a protein shake, but not whatever chicken and beef I have, I'll just mix them together.
How about before you were taking care of yourself? Would you have like cereal or like granola?
Same shit. I'm still like trying to diet.
I'm saying like before when you were a fat ass, what would you have for breakfast?
Oh, I would just not eat breakfast. I would just wait till lunch.
And then have a big ass lunch.
Yeah.
When you were fast?
Fat.
Fat.
Oh. Yeah, I need breakfast.
I don't like breakfast at all. Like even today I was like hungry. Like I have a shake at 1 o'clock and then I'll have food. Like I'm not saying I eat healthy, but like I don't like eating in the mornings.
Yeah, I just
Danish.
I don't mind it anymore. I mean, because I get to eat, so I eat.
All right, Dan, continue.
Oh, speaking of different breakfast food, I'll buy a box of cereal every 6 months, and that sucker's gone within like a day and a half. I'll have like 3 bowls in one day.
I don't eat traditional breakfast food. Period.
Yeah, you're weird.
Dan, continue.
And then I'll usually come in my office, watch my news, which is Good Mythical Morning. I'm trying to stop that, and then I'm trying to consume my goal book now.
Yeah.
Which is hard because I already didn't follow the first two. Like, dude, it's just so difficult to follow something. I don't know. I'm trying to, but I'm going to continue it. I have it open for tomorrow. I think if I take time in the morning to set it up, that'll be best, because
that was my fault with it today. Is like, I let the meetings get ahead of me. I wasn't able to set my goal book until like noon. And after, when it was at that point, I was like, this is done.
Yeah.
But I had to push back all my things to tomorrow.
Goal book? What's this?
So it's this thing we got from the TechStars program. It's called the Full Focus Planner. And it's essentially a planner that, in the beginning of it, it takes a while to set up initially when you get the book. So it's like a quarterly notebook. In the beginning of the notebook, you set your yearly goals, and then you like plan out your quarter. And then every day, like I'm looking at my Monday, like right now, and I'm taking notes for the podcast in this book. It's supposed to blend personal and work. It says Monday, list your big daily three. So you list the three big things you want to get done today. And then it has other tasks. So you have to list all the other tasks you got to get done today. And it has a little scheduling thing on the side and then notes. So essentially you go through your week, you follow this, you know, program. And then at the end of the week, it asks you to reflect on your previous week. Then you look through all your other days and you look, oh, what did you accomplish this week? And you look like, oh man, I pushed this task back like 4 days in a row. Like, why did I do that? Or like, I said I was going to do this and I never did it. Like, what's stopping me from doing that? And it gives you time to reflect on some of the things when you're right of mind that you wanted to accomplish, but you didn't. And then like, you look back and you kind of analyze what you did over the week.
So,
yeah, I'll get you. It's a $40 notebook.
What?
Yeah. Happy to get you one if you send me $40.
I'm good.
It's legit. It's nice and
that's like anything else. It brings you way over $40 in value if you actually use it.
Yeah. And we got it for free from the TechStars folks, so I'm trying it out. Might as well take advantage of the $40. Dan, all right, so you walk Luna, get into your office, you watch GMM, and then you get to work. What time is it when you start after you watch GMM?
I mean, usually I'll just try to watch one episode. I mean, there's been days where I had a day like Waleed where I just watch an hour of senseless YouTube.
They're still posting videos?
What's up?
They're still posting videos?
They got 16.6 million followers. Of course, they're posting videos.
And there's some YouTubers that are slacking, like, guys, we don't know what kind of videos to make during COVID. It's like, dude.
No, those are TikTok video people.
That's not my problem. No, these are OG YouTubers.
Yeah. GMM is OG YouTubers.
But they have a format. They're essentially a show. I'll talk about my GMM experience after you wrap up, Dan, but go ahead.
Good Mythical Morning for the people who don't know.
Dan, are you doing some work right now?
Yes, technically. And then I check my email inbox. I check support. I'm trying to shift into tackling my biggest problems in the beginning, but I notice that biggest tasks usually take a long time. And then I always view customer support as real people.
Yeah, Dan.
Expecting a lot.
I was going to say, I agree with you because I'm not a fan of tackling your biggest task first, because your biggest task probably takes a few hours. Yeah. I like getting the ball rolling with a couple little tasks, like get those things out of the way and then like rolling into the big task.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, based on the day, do what I need to do. And then evenings are kind of fumbled around in terms of when I stop working. But I would say most of the days I stop around 7. Semi-stop, but today it's 9:48. I'm trying to work. But I don't know. And then by 9:30, usually my brain is completely mush. So I just chill and go to sleep.
Yeah, start it fresh. All right, sounds like a solid day.
Yeah, there's cocaine and heroin throughout the day, but
mushroom coffee.
I'm joking.
So on my routine, I don't have a strict hour that I wake up at, but the earlier I wake up, the more productive I am, obviously. But I start the morning, take a shower, and what I do to watch Good Mythical Morning, my YouTube app knows me so well that as soon as I open it, the first thing that pops up is today's GMM episode, and I watch it in the shower. I have a phone stand in my shower, and I watch it while I'm showering, so that's a good 10-minute shower. Get done with that.
Can I just say, after watching so much YouTube, the YouTube algorithm isn't as robust as people want to make it out to seem. I've said this before. Their algorithm used to be way better before. The shit they have now is like a preschool.
The algorithm is driven toward generating more ad revenue.
Right.
Before it was to suck you into a certain topic.
Yeah. Before you would discover shit you never. It was like. It's like Spotify's algorithm is like that. It's like it gives you music you never even thought you wanted to listen to. YouTube used to be like that. Where it's giving
the top of that is Spotify gets paid whether it's Drake getting a stream or ABC Nobody Knows artist getting a stream. YouTube money when GMM gets streamed a lot more than if conspiracy theorist Jeffrey Jones gets a stream. They're not making any money, so that's why you don't go down those rabbit holes anymore.
And they're probably getting paid more for these lesser streams. So they're like, oh, yeah, here's your Discover playlist. And then they just put a bunch of stuff where they get paid more.
And those are like usually demonetized too.
Yeah. And then the little guys are getting screwed.
Yeah.
But I do like Spotify more than I like Apple Music and Amazon Music because they're also.
There's no comparing.
Yeah.
Like even if. Apple has offered, like, get Apple Music for free for a year. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
The bundle they came out with the 50 gigabytes, the Apple Music, and the Apple TV Plus is probably the genius thing, but...
TV Plus is good. What I watch? I watch Morning Show. They had a couple good things on there.
Hey, put me on your family plan.
Link to my Verizon.
Oh, speaking of family plan, Waleed, you're due for a payment.
Oh, for Spotify?
I'm going to show you.
You've been free for years.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't paid in years, so tally it up.
$60 for the year.
Yeah, just throw me a 60. I'll buy the wife something nice.
I'll give you a hundo. Later.
All right, let's move on. I wanted to talk about Michigan. So, Waleed, you missed out on a great trip.
Yeah, it was really good. It was like really chill, but really good.
How was the house that I recommended?
Feel really, really guilty. And then we'll talk about the awesome things. So it was a great trip. You missed that autumn leaves, like Instagram. Like your Instagram would have been blown up for years just by taking some pictures there. You missed out on that.
I know. I was so mad. I wanted to take like a boomerang where like I throw the leaves up in the air.
Yep.
And I'm like, ah-ha.
Missed out on that.
Salt weather.
Dozens of waterfalls. Awesome people. Oh, we went to this bar, this tavern, where it was just these old people talking about politics, and they had no idea.
Oh, my God. It was like an SNL skit, dude.
It was like, that Nancy Pelosi runs three areas of the government. Like, now it's Donald Trump. And, like, it was this old guy that was obviously a Trump supporter and this other old guy that's obviously a Trump supporter. They were arguing the opposite side. So this guy was, like arguing about pro-Bernie stuff, and this guy was arguing about pro-Trump stuff, even though both of them had the same political views.
The best part about it are there's two things. The layout of the bar was all like stained wood, like all white stained wood, like a lighter stain, and carpeted floors. And the special that they had was there was 40 ounce beers. So all these old guys talking about politics had a 40 chilling on ice and a glass, a big plastic cup next to it so they could drink out of. And I was like, I want a 40, but no one got it for me. So
it's like when, I don't know. It's like the thing you talk, like when politicians talk about like flyover states, it's like, you just forget about those people exist.
Well, like it was so funny because they were like, they were clearly on the Trump side of the train, but they were just getting like, they were friendly. They were just getting drunk and like arguing politics, even though they didn't necessarily believe in it. It was just something fun to do.
Yeah. It's the, man, that's crazy. Yeah,
that was great. We also had a pasty, which is a delicacy.
A what?
Pasty. It's essentially like a dumpling, like a fried dumpling with like food inside. It was like the local delicacy. And like the trip there was awesome because we were all in the same minivan with like Rochek passing out at the wheel. And then on the way back, we're driving through like all this other stuff. It was great. But anyway.
But do you think those Trump supporters would have thought if they would have saw me walk in the bar?
So we counted. No, there were plenty. No, actually, no. There was only one non-white person that we saw the entire weekend.
I mean, but there was obviously there's a lot more T flags hanging around. But there was also some Biden.
The downtown of where we stayed like a little bit out of the downtown. It was like a hipster place. Like you saw all these hipsters walking around. They're all white, but you saw all these hipsters walking around.
Bernie Bros?
Bernie Bros for sure.
Nice.
But the Airbnb was awesome. Like I want to make this an annual thing where we all go there. Fireplace. There were clowns in the forests, which was awesome.
Clowns?
Yeah, clowns. It was like a guy with a clown mask and holding a balloon. Now that was like an inside joke for the whole trip. Had a garage. We were like chopping wood, putting it in the fire. It was fun. I don't think you would have gotten injured, Waleed.
Yeah, you should have came. Where was
I saw a snap of Nick in like rocks and water. I'm like, I would be there and I would break something.
Yeah, but that's because Nick's always the guy climbing rocks and water. Yeah,
I do that dumb shit too, and I like it would have happened. Nick would have just pushed me in there or something.
That was sober and. Yeah, I would have convinced you to do it. So
right, and Nick, like a week before, was like still trying to get me to go. I'm like, dude, I know in my brain what's gonna happen, and Nick was like, what do you think's gonna happen? Nothing's gonna happen. Like, dude, I know.
It's trouble. That's about it. You would have been fine.
It's trouble.
Yeah, but next year we're going again, right around the same time, fall weather.
No joke. The day before, I was like the Thursday before you guys left. I was like. I was feeling myself. I'm like, there's no way I could, like, I'm just still not in like 100%.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, not enjoying myself. I would have ruined the vibe. You guys sound like you had a great time.
Yeah, you would have been bitching.
Right.
Yeah. Next year, don't fuck up your shoulder and we'll do it again. But right. I don't know. Is that like a very basic B thing to do to go to the UP?
Basic? I don't know.
Okay.
I've always wanted to go to the UP. Like I worked with a guy who grew up in the UPer, and like he just showed me pictures, and it's just like there's no way. Like it was just like there's no way this is all like one piece of land because it's just every different terrain. Because he was like growing up, they had like a sand buggy. What are those things called? Sand buggy. He had a sand buggy. He had a snowmobile. He had ATVs, like
just Waleed, you're like talking all this, but you can have that same shit.
Yeah, but like to use it though, like consistently.
Yeah, how many times you can go every weekend.
How many times you just?
You just prioritize to do some other things.
I'm saying I want to go out in my house, and then do those things.
Before change really like took the majority of my time. I was going out 10 times a year.
Yeah, but
I still go out 5 times a year.
Khalid, you can do your job from the UP, and you're probably buy a house out there for, we looked, like 80K.
No, I'm looking at going to Barbados. I'm going to find me a Rihanna.
You can do that too, but Barbados is, I don't know. I guess it'll be.
You'll find Rihanna, and then she'll take half your shit when she marries you.
Worth it.
Worth it.
All right, Michigan was awesome. Next year, we're doing it again. It's going to be a yearly tradition. So
I'm gonna go to the Grand Canyon in November, December. You guys want to come?
No, I've been there and it's amazing, but you only need to see it once.
True. All right.
Starbucks, Waleed. Have you partaken in the pumpkin spice?
No.
Do you not like it?
No. I mean, I have no opinion on it.
Have you tried it?
Be right back, guys.
Maybe.
What I'm trying to get at is, how has that corporate idea shaped how people feel about fall? Because they've associated it very heavily with, like, it's fall time, pumpkin spice. And when you take a sip, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I like it. When I take a sip of it, you instantly feel fall or autumn, as some folks would say.
Never had it.
Why?
Probably because it's associated with being basic. I'm just a simple guy too. Like, it's not even that. Like, I'm just simple. I get my black coffee. I'm straight down the pipe, Nick. 90 down the middle, over the plate.
Black coffee, unseasoned, not eggs, unseasoned chicken, broccoli, sex with the lights turned off, sleeping with one pillow.
You sleep with your socks on?
No.
Good for you.
Do you?
No.
I don't like all that crap in my coffee either. I'm sorry. I actually despise pumpkin spice.
I'm not saying like this is like your regular cup of coffee, but it's like, you know, having an ice cream cone.
Well, an ice cream cone is more regular than pumpkin spice. I'll have pumpkin spice. I'll have a sip of something pumpkin spice once a year. Now, pumpkin pie, on the other hand.
And that's all I'm asking. I'm like, do you experience that on a yearly basis? And does it associate in your mind with fall?
The only reason it associates in my mind to fall is due to the millions of dollars of marketing spent.
Exactly. And that's what I'm getting at. So, like, Starbucks and coffee has owned fall. Like, when pumpkin spice is released, that means fall has started. That's when people start putting their pumpkins out in their porches, start hanging, you know, Thanksgiving decorations and doing all of that because of that.
And when spring is ending.
There is something associated with the flavor, the smell of pumpkin, and like, and women. I've read about this, like they're saying like that's like a good, like if a guy wants to go out, like a good pheromone is to have like pumpkin spice fragrance.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, like females like that.
It's like a sweet flavor.
I gotta find that, but. I think one time I did do research. I'm like, why the fuck is everything pumpkin spice? Do you see Kraft Heinz? Kraft is doing Kraft pumpkin spice mac and cheese.
I believe that.
I did research on it a while ago, a few years ago, and I was like, what the fuck's the deal with this? And then I found a whole bunch of shit, and I was just like, okay.
I think Kraft is making pumpkin spice mac and cheese just to shine a light on mac and cheese again, not to sell pumpkin spice mac and cheese. Yeah, sure, they make it.
Did you see they sold their shredded cheese business? The dumbest move ever.
That's what they're known for, right?
But, wait, like, who doesn't love cheese?
Yes, shredded cheese or all cheese?
So they're keeping their Kraft singles, their mac and cheese, and their Velveeta. But they're selling, like, the shredded cheese, the whole cheese. It's like,
what? Well, it's guys like you that told them to sell.
No, they're not like me. As soon as I saw that deal, I'm like, that's the worst deal I've ever seen in my life. Like, they they came out with that news clipping and were like, oh, we need to make some headlines. We haven't done anything to grow our top line, so we're going to sell this. And I thought maybe, okay, they're going to put more cash, like have more cash in the books. Maybe they'll go after another acquisition. No, their strategy is to revitalize their Oscar Mayer wiener brand. Like, who gives a fuck about hot dogs?
Yeah, the hot dog market is so competitive right now.
America?
But like a hot dog is like a novelty item. Like you eat that at barbecues and like cookouts. Like you're not having hot dogs every day. People are eating cheese every fucking day. Charcuterie boards. That's another thing that you guys can talk about. That's pretty basic, but like cheese. No, that was a terrible move by Kraft. It's going to be awful long-term for them. Big mistake. It's like when they sold the yogurt business, like 50 years ago, and then the Chobani guy bought it, the plant, and now Chobani's a fucking $15 billion business.
I mean, Kraft is bigger. Kraft is going to need to innovate in the near term. I think they're going to start buying up these smaller brands to be innovative.
But they said that when I was still there, and they couldn't make any moves. And it seems like, but again, that's what I thought selling the cheese was. What the move was, so that they can have more leverage to go after companies. But they said they didn't say that. They said they're going to revitalize Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Right, because they're trying to creep up on you and start buying, you know, ABC popcorn brand and all this other stuff.
Why wouldn't they say that? That makes your stock price. That why wouldn't they just say that? Like, I don't understand that. Like then, like the stock price went down.
I'm long on Kraft. I'm going to buy options on Kraft.
Yeah, you're going to lose all your fucking money. You're living in a poorhouse. Yeah.
Good segue into stocks. Waleed, are you playing?
Yeah, I threw a shit ton of money into the big four on Friday because I knew Big Daddy Donnie was going to come out ahead.
Yeah. So big four, what?
Facebook, Alphabet, Apple, and Amazon.
I don't know. After that debate, I don't know who's winning.
Oh, I mean, I'm not calling anything, but yeah, my plan is to exit all the stocks we're in now and then just put it all in Amazon.
Yeah. Hey, if you just put in those like big four, like you'd have like 40% return in like 5 years.
That's so boring though.
Yeah. We had 100% return just this year alone.
Nice.
I mean, if I had 50K sitting in the bank, yeah, I would throw 30 of it in those types of stocks, but then the other 20 would be going hella crazy. Especially during this pandemic.
I just like want to stick to what I know. I did go with Netflix. Netflix was the last few weeks was gaining steam.
Yeah, because they got bashed for that cuties show.
Like, but I don't understand. Like, why would that affect like your stock price? Like, people are still gonna watch Netflix.
Cancel culture.
I think cancel culture is getting canceled.
Yeah, no one gives a shit anymore.
Dude, someone on Twitter, this was like a good shining moment. It was like someone, it was a lady on Twitter saying, "Dear guys, don't ever open up the door for me. I can open up my own door. Opening the door for me is like, you know, toxic masculinity." And then she got ratioed to fucking death. Like, you know what getting ratioed is on Twitter?
Ratioed or stereotyped in a way?
No, ratioed on Twitter is like when, so you have like, you know, your likes, your retweets, your comments, right?
Okay.
So most tweets, most non-controversial tweets, you'll usually have more likes than retweets and comments. When you get ratioed, you have like a shit ton of comments and like no likes and no retweets. So she had 25,000 comments on that tweet, and it was like everyone just like shitting on her.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Twitter?
I think it's a good thing. I think
engagement.
Yeah, I think people. Well, yeah, that. But yeah, but I think people are kind of pushing back now, and I like it.
I think people have too much damn time on their hands, tweeting at some stupid ass comment that doesn't even matter.
That too.
Dan, we know you hate Twitter.
I really.
It's okay.
I was saying how I don't really like Instagram either. It's kind of weak.
Twitter's not your, because Instagram, all they do is just steal TikToks and screenshot tweets. That's it.
Yeah, and TikTok, I mean, I haven't even started it. I don't really like it. Facebook, I just like videos. So videos is my weakness.
Why are you on TikTok? That's all TikTok is.
No. Like actual content. So like TikTok isn't content. TikTok is brain dead. Okay, it is content, but it's brain dead content. A YouTube video can...
What, you want published, you want like highly produced videos?
It doesn't even have to be highly produced. It just has to be, it has to provide value.
Got it.
So YouTube's my favorite. Then it's Facebook. And I really only watch Facebook because of Dave Portnoy. And it's just amazing. I'm amazed like how his following has grown over this coronavirus. And I'm thinking he would have been a billionaire by now if he didn't sell his company to
Penn. No, if anything, he got it. If anything, if he waits like 2 or 3 more months, like he sells for way more.
He only owned like a small percentage of his company when he sold.
No, he owned like 25%.
Really?
Yeah, because he went from like $10 million to like $100 million, and they sold for like $400 million.
Well, yeah, and then the stock price that he has, well, when he got bought was at 20-something, and now the stock price is at, like, $80, so he's worth, like, triple that now.
Oh, you don't think he cashed out?
No. I don't think he can for, like, 5 years.
Yeah, why do you think he's repping that shit?
Yeah, he's even selling merch with the...
He moved to Pittsburgh. Isn't that their headquarters?
That's because of the gaming thing, but I'm surprised he hasn't gotten like SEC violations for like pumping his stock.
Because he puts a disclaimer when he does all that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on. Diets. Waleed, are you still keeping up with your decent diet?
I'm not following it to a T. I'm on like the maintenance phase. But yeah, I'm just eyeballing it. I'm pretty good with it now. Like, not perfect, but yeah, I'm just doing that. Like, being on your maintenance phase it just gives you more calories, and you're not really like gaining or losing weight in that phase. So I'm kind of hovering between like 232 to 236, and I keep going up and down.
I'm saying, are you eating shit food or are you eating good food?
Both.
Okay. All over the place. Dan?
I'm drinking a lot less. I probably drink 1 to 2 times a week now.
Dan, I was going to say your face looks skinnier.
Yeah. Besides my birthday, which we drank every day that weekend, but I wouldn't say I got like, I mean, I drink a lot, but it was like an even amount throughout the day.
Yeah, no one got, like, drunk.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the alcohol poofiness is slimming. I'm still fat, but the poofiness you get when you're drinking heavily.
But are you being conscious about your diet?
Semi. I'm definitely not like Waleed. I eat carbs kind of when I want to, but I don't eat pizza when I want to. I mean, obviously my birthday kind of hit, so I feel like I kind of went up another, maybe a pound or two because it's my birthday, and then 5 days later it's Rachel's birthday, and I usually get a cake made on my birthday from Rachel, so it takes me about 3 days to finish or have a couple slices of that. And then here comes Rachel's birthday. Now it's more crap to eat, so... But other than that, I feel like I feel like I consume a lot of cheese. But I make my food at least.
Oh, cheese is good if you have it in moderation. I've been preferring that.
Moderation is a key thing.
Dude, no. My go-to fat now for my macros is cheese. It's great.
Yeah.
Look at my app. It's pretty substantial. Like I find it to be sometimes too much cheese.
Nick, turn on a lamp.
I don't have a lamp near me.
There's one in the corner, isn't there? No?
No, we moved those downstairs a while ago. I need to bring it back. I was actually thinking about that today.
Yeah, you look like you're sitting in a dark room.
Dark on one side.
So 45 grams. What's that? 45 grams.
While you're figuring that out, my diet's been
half a cup.
Of what?
Half a cup of cheese per meal.
Per meal?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. That's about my cheese intake right now.
Well, to disclaim, it's the Mexican cheese.
Oh, really?
Shredded Mexican cheese.
Like Chihuahua or?
No. Like the Sargento shredded four cheese Mexican cheese.
The Mexican blend?
Yeah. It's great. I love it.
Cheese is good. Cheese can replace carbs when you're looking for a tortilla. Just fry some cheese. That's your tortilla.
Yeah, you introduced me to that. That's amazing, but I think that's like a taco.
That's way too much cheese. They gave us three cheese tacos. Like, that's way too much.
Yeah. It is. I agree. But when you're like 12 claws in, it's probably a good thing.
12 claws.
I have a night meal now. It's like protein shake, cheese, and chips. I mix the cheese with the chips. Bang.
I have a bad habit of like after I'm already in bed, I get up and like have a gigantic spoon of peanut butter. And it's indulgent for sure.
You know, a PB&J is a great breakfast. I feel like it really boosts your energy in the morning.
Because of the sugar.
I don't know if I could have it in the morning.
I was saying it's filling because it's like, I don't know, what are the components of it? Is it carbs or not? It's not carbs, just fat, right?
Carbs, sugar, and fat.
Yeah. It's good.
But my diet's been spotty at best.
Got it. You got to eat protein.
Good during the week. Very shitty during the weekends. And that kicks off my Monday to a bad start. So trying to be more consistent there. And on that point, to wrap up the podcast, I want to talk about our goals. And I want to change a little bit how we set our goals because we have these kind of goals where we were trying to track. But let's have a specific number we're trying to track. So, Waleed, you said you were at 235. And, like, I feel like all of our goals are weight loss goals at this point. So by next Monday, what do you want to weigh in at? And it can be 235, it can be 236, but what's the number?
I mean, I don't want to be over 236. I want to stay under that.
Okay. So 236. Dan?
I haven't weighed myself in a while.
Give me your last number.
274. I want to be under that.
Oh, and remember how I said I'm going to learn Spanish? It's my life goal. I've now given myself a deadline by summer 2021 to be fluent in Spanish. July 1st.
When people would go to take Spanish for years, but all right.
Really? Years?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could know the basics by the summer. I don't know about fluent.
July 1st, 2021. We're gonna go to a Spanish speaking restaurant, and I will order food for all of us.
That's not fluent. That's
dude.
Whatever.
Rachel.
I'll schmooze the waiter or waitress.
The best sign of you being fluent in Spanish is if you can pick up a non-English speaking Spanish woman and like pick her up and like get her number.
Say no more.
Rachel knows languages like nothing, man.
How?
She's a speech pathologist, first of all, but like her brain just picks it up. Like, cause she's always interested in analyzing how people talk. So like she's I wouldn't say fluent, but she can get through a conversation with someone that speaks Spanish. She knows several terms in Polish, and the best way to describe me teaching her how to speak Polish is half-assed. And I can't even say some of the things she wants to say, so I can't even tell her how to say it. But she understands that.
So Waleed, hire Rachel to teach you Spanish.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. I mean, maybe she could definitely tell you some pointers of like what works and like what are some basics. And
yeah, I've been learning that the key is don't focus on like memorizing like the vocab first. Like focus on, there's like 10 sentences for like learning any language. It's like, if you know those 10 sentences, you'll have a good basis foundation to have a conversation. So that's what I'm trying first.
All right, we'll get on it, Waleed. Time's up. Let's wrap up the podcast. Waleed, do you want to do a quick outro? And then we will be back with a fresh episode next week. Jordan plus 54.
Erlacher.
He's canceled. Hmm? Erlacher's canceled.
He's there now?
Yeah, he's canceled. Oh, yeah, they replaced his hair ads. On. Oh,
why did he get canceled?
294. Trump stuff.
No, Trump stuff.
He was supporting.
I pegged him as a Trump guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap up the podcast, Waleed.
All right. Peace and love, guys. Take care. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.